When Dallas Wyatt was just 16 years old, he was charged with a serious crime, a drive-by shooting. Police took him out of school and put him in jail.
As a young person, I thought coming to jail would just be, you know, just sitting around for a couple months and they let me go. Now I've been sitting around almost for a couple years now, and that's not the case.
It's been almost 2 years, and Wyatt is still waiting to stand trial for the crimes he says he didn't commit. When he turned 18, Wyatt was moved to the Towers Jail in Phoenix, but most of his time behind bars was spent just down the road at another adult facility called the Lower Buckeye Jail. In Maricopa County, juvenile offenders like Wyatt that are charged as adults are detained here in a separate section of the jail.
We refer to this as a podular remote type of a housing system. As you can see, we have a control tower. We have officers that every 25 minutes make rounds in and walk through the housing unit.
Deputy Chief Brian Lee is responsible for the oversight of several jails in Maricopa County. We're standing in the day room at Lower Buckeye, an open area surrounded by two floors of tiny two-man cells. There's nothing juvenile about it. It's a jail. Sparse, dirty, gray, and pretty bleak. Down a long corridor in the juvenile classroom, it's a slightly different scene. Young offenders are sitting at computers beneath faux windows painted with a mountain skyline. They type with one hand as they work on continuing education programs. Their other hand is handcuffed to the desk. There are, on average, about 70 juveniles held in the Lower Buckeye Jail on a daily basis. They're 15 to 17 years old, mostly male, and a majority of them are Hispanic. When juveniles are housed in an adult jail like this, they aren't supposed to be able to hear or see adult offenders. Chief Lee says his staff does the best they can to ensure that separation.
We have one medical clinic here. We have, you know, certain parts of the facility that we have to get juveniles into, and then we need to get adults into. So it poses quite the challenge.
Dallas Wyatt says he always felt safe at Lower Buckeye, but he did come into contact with adult offenders.
It's most of the time they try to speak to us. Oh, what are you in for? You know, what's your name? Or something like that.
The separation policy is referred to as sight and sound, and it's federally mandated by the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act. Beth Rosenberg with Children's Action Alliance says the intent of the law is to protect impressionable young minds.
Youth are not little adults. They are actually youth whose brains are developing. And I think that any adult contact with them influences their behavior or could influence their behavior.
These kids don't have any role models, you know, or any real support. So if you see somebody who looks cool or is nice to you or seems like he's wise, you're going to want to follow that type of advice.
As a public defender, attorney Mike Traer Jr. represented several juveniles held at the Lower Buckeye Jail. He says being housed in the adult facility caused behavioral changes in his clients.
I think they feel like they need to be more grown up and tougher, and they put on a layer of this type of toughness, but they're scared kids.
Traer says he'd much rather see his juvenile clients held in a juvenile jail.
There's more human interaction. I think there's greater interaction with family members. It's not as dreadful. It's different than the Lower Buckeye Jail.
But Arizona law prevents juveniles charged as adults with a violent felony offense from being jailed in a juvenile facility. Beth Rosenberg thinks the courts should be given more discretion to keep juveniles awaiting trial out of adult jails.
And certainly if kids could be held in the juvenile detention facility, that is more appropriate facility because it's different interactions you need to have with those kids and different programming.
There seems to be some willingness by the county to review the policy. Newly elected Sheriff Paul Pinzone said he's been in talks with several state Supreme Court justices about juvenile detention as he explores the issue.
I think the best answers come from truly doing the research and knowing what you're speaking about and best practices. I'm not there yet, but we must ensure the safety of anyone who's within our custody.
This week, Dallas Wyatt will finally stand trial. He says the time behind bars has transformed him.
I learned a lot about patience. I learned a lot about life. And just coming from being a little boy to a man, becoming a man.
He says when you grow up in jail, you grow up quick. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.